As I may have mentioned earlier, the Silva Intuition Training Program deals with a lot of concepts. And it's just that, concepts. Concepts that through the years, through research my father did, through the studies that my father conducted, resonated with his beliefs, his experience, and what eventually became the Silva Method in its totality. And these concepts, although may not be always validated scientifically, are still valuable to help form our beliefs about what is, what may be, what's to come, and how to guide our living experience, how to make the most of our living experience. One of the concepts my father evolved was that of the Delta Doorway. I'm going to have Ken talk to you a little bit more about the Delta Doorway.
Thank you, Laura. I'd like to share with you a fascinating concept of Jose Silva's. It's called the Delta Door. And you'll be using the Delta Door concept to expand your spiritual awareness and also to further develop applications of one of the techniques you'll be learning shortly, holoviewing. What we mean by the Delta Door, let's revisit the scale of brain evolution. This is a chart we use in our classes that's an illustration of the brain and its development, and also the interpretation of what this development means in our lives. So for example, one of the fastest, most energetic frequencies is called beta. Now I say it that way because in the more recent years, science has also noted that they're even faster than beta, but they now call the gamma frequencies of brain. But working with this on a more simple scale, we know delta to represent between around 14 to 21 cycles per second, or hertz, and can be certainly much, much faster than that. And what we know through the brain research is that when the brain is dominantly producing what's called beta brainwave activity, it's usually associated with our normal waking state, when we're awake, alert, using our five senses to perceive, seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling. Psychologically speaking, this is often be referred to as an outer conscious state of mind. Just below that would be alpha, 7 to 14 cycles per second, or hertz, or can be 8 to 12, depending who you read. And alpha is typically light sleep, daydreaming, rapid eye movement. Psychologically speaking, alpha has been associated, along with theta, the so-called subconscious dimension. And again, you may remember that Jose Silva felt the subconscious implies dark, deep, hidden, mysterious. And it really isn't that at all. It's just a different dimension of thought that we have less experience with, less practice with, less conscious awareness of. So he renamed it to an inner conscious state. Just below that would be theta, or slow wave sleep, can be between 4 to 7 cycles per second. And of course, the slowest, delta, from 0.5 to 4 cycles per second. Well, it's interesting to note that over the years, in sleep and dream research, scientists have observed that while in the last phases of pregnancy, while still in the womb, the developing fetus, when you monitor its brainwave activity, and they have done this, the dominant brainwave activity is delta. Although all the brainwave patterns are present, delta would be the dominant, the most active. And this continues on through birth and into infancy. Some years ago, they were saying up to the first year of life. Now I've heard some suggest that in the first 3 months of life, the primary dominant brainwave activity is delta. Delta represents a seemingly unconscious state. It's called that because there's a big question mark still. There's still a great deal more research needed because in sleep and dream research, when one is awakened from delta, first, it's very difficult, and second, when they do, there's little or no recall of what they were doing other than sleeping. So there doesn't seem to be conscious awareness of what's going on, if anything, in our thoughts, in our mind, in our spiritual awareness while in that state. If we further develop and follow and trace it, you'll notice that after about 1 year, let's say, be safe, let's keep it simple, after about 1 year of life, the dominant brain wave activity is more and more delta and theta. And then, and in the other stages of life, begins to be more delta, theta, and leaning more toward alpha. And we see this in early adolescence. And it's not until the beginnings of puberty where we begin to notice more and more beta activity. So what does this tell us? Well, it tells us, keeping it simple, that this is part of our normal physiological development of the brain. If we compare that to the development psychologically speaking, if we compare that to the developmental stages of life, you notice that again, that there are certain distinct things that are happening, that are transpiring in the development from our earliest beginnings until adulthood. Well, another interesting aspect is, as we grow and mature, and at frankly any age of our life, the observation is that when one is in those final stages, about to move on, to pass away due to illness or whatever, or old age, whatever it might be, dominant activity returns to delta. It's interesting to note that also about one-third of our life is spent sleeping. And science has pondered what, if anything, could be the significance of this. So here's Jose's concept. Knowing what we know, that when we are born into the world, it's as if we come into the world through the expression of life called delta with respect to the brain, and everything that relates to in terms of our consciousness and our levels of awareness. And when we leave the planet, we again move through this same portal, delta. It is the last frequency to be detected in those last and final phases of life. Well, if we compare that also to our sleep cycles, we know that all throughout the night, while we're sleeping, fluctuating throughout the different cycles of sleep, we pass from the very low stages of sleep to the lighter stages of alpha. So Jose's concept, very simply, it appears to be significant, spiritually speaking, that delta represents a portal, if you will, a doorway to a dimension of mind that we're still needing to understand. Later, you will learn how to use this with the holoviewing technique, a phenomenal technique to gain insight, to attract and manifest synchronicities, so-called coincidences, guidance from source energy. So very simply put, our concept is that the delta door represents a portal to that part of us that we're just beginning to understand.